to be watching today is Jason Tatum. He's coming off that 41-point performance against the Lakers in the loss on Sunday, and Colin Cowherd all in on this station.
Jason Tatum, he's 21 years old, and I want you to think to yourself, at 21, were you mature enough to be the best young player on the Eastern Seaboard? Because Jason Tatum, folks, is 21 years old, and he is now the Boston Celtics best player, and he is a star. Outside, inside, he puts the ball on the deck. He can handle it. I think Boston's one of four teams in the NBA that can win the championship. Boston, to me, checks all the boxes. They check the coach box. They check the multiple K players capable of scoring 20 box. They now check that we've got a star we can go to with 2 minutes left box. What you're watching with Jason Tatum is this is how a superstar is crafted. He comes in, he's talented, takes a step back, doesn't get along with Kyrie. Kyrie leaves, and here he goes. He has popped in the last 25 games.
Bingo.
So Colin Cowherd says Jason Tatum is now the Celtics' best player. Are you buying that?
Yeah, I think he's their best player. I'm not going to say it's Kemba Walker or Brown or anybody else, especially with his age. And man, when he dropped 40, he just looked like a savory veteran out there, didn't he?
Savory veteran.
Savory is what you talk about with food. Savvy is what you talk about when you're talking about veteran athletes.
So you guys don't know the word that's mixed together? You should look that up.
It's savory. All right, now I'm going to look up savory. Go ahead.
Could you stop?
And that is why you're not going to the conference.
But no, he is their best player. And the way he dominates now, he's so much better from the first couple of years. I didn't think he'd ever develop into something like this. I was wrong. I thought he was going to be good, but I didn't think he'd be the dominant player that he is today.
By the way, SAVRY stands for Structured Assessment of Violence Risk in Youth.
That's exactly what I meant.
I'm thinking that that's not Jason Tatum. No. He's obviously not a risk for anything other than to blow up other teams, because he is absolutely, as Colin agreed, I agree with Colin there, he has just blown up the last 3 or 4 weeks, ever since they went through that awful stretch of 6 losses out of 8 games. And I mean, he also had a 1-for-17 earlier this year. I mean, he's gone from that guy who scores 8 one night and 28 the next night to a guy who scores 28 every night and sometimes a lot more. And he's just been, all of a sudden, it's like the light went on. And this is something we just kept talking about last year ad nauseum, because he took a sideways step, I thought, last year in his career. And I wasn't sure that he was going to, as Colin puts it, pop. But he has become so much more aggressive outside. You know, outside the 3-point line, just blasting his way in. I mean, he's fearless going into the paint now.
Can we cool it here with Jason Tatum as the best player on the Celtics right now? Because he's not.
Wow.
Jason Tatum is excellent. He has the highest ceiling on the Celtics. He has the most talent on the Celtics. That is different from best today. Kemba Walker is the best player today on the Boston Celtics, and he is, in my estimation, the most important player on the Boston Celtics today. Look at the statistics. Tatum is averaging 1 point more a game. That is true. 1 point more a game. Kemba Walker is better percentage from 3-point range. For as good as you just said Tatum is from three, Kemba Walker, better. Okay. Kemba Walker, he's a better free throw shooter than Jason Tatum. He gets 3 more assists per game than Jason Tatum.
Because he's a point guard.
He also turns the ball over less than Jason Tatum per game, despite having to hold it much more than Jason Tatum does over the course of a game. And here's the scenario for you. 2 minutes left in the game. Celtics are down. 20 seconds left in the game. Celtics are down 1. Who do you want having the ball in their hands to orchestrate that play? The answer is Kemba Walker. You might have Jason Tatum take the shot at the end, but it's going to come off Kemba Walker. Your trust in him to make the right decision.
I think that's a can't-lose philosophy with what you just said. I think the guy you want with a ball in his hands is Kemba, but do you want Kemba taking a 3-pointer at 38%? I mean, that's bad.
That's what Tatum is.
No, I understand. They have pretty much the same. I would rather see the ball in the hands with 3 seconds left. I'd rather see it in Jason Tatum's hand. I just think that he has, as we keep saying, popped. And right. I think it's his time, and I think the Celtics, for a first time in a while, have themselves a superstar, potentially.
Yeah, I want to know who's taking the last shot. I'm letting Tatum take the last shot, though I wouldn't be opposed to Kemba Walker taking it. Also, if you said who would you rather have between the two, you would take Tatum. One, because of his age. Two, nothing against Kemba Walker. What has he done in his NBA career when it came to playoff time? Oh, well, that's what I thought. So it is.
How about
like
Kemba Walker leading a team to 8 straight wins to win a national championship?
That's how many years ago, Brady? And I could have said the same thing about Carmelo, but he doesn't get credit for that with Syracuse.
But he's been surrounded by nothing in Charlotte his whole career.
But I understand that, but when you said he's the most important, I don't know if he's the most important. He certainly doesn't have any playoff credentials there. But Tatum is young, and he's the future of the Boston Celtics. That's why I think he's the most important.
That is not the question, okay? And they are two different things.
No, I know, but you said he was the most important.
He's the most important right now.
The question was, who is the Celtics' best player?
Right, but when
you and I say it's Tatum.
When he was explaining that, he also goes, he's the most important, so I piggybacked off that, but go ahead.
Jason Tatum has the highest ceiling. Jason Tatum will probably end up with more career accolades than Kemba Walker does. That is true, but Kemba Walker is the best player today. He is the player that you trust the most in the big situations. And I promise you that Brad Stevens will want, when the time comes, in game 6 against Milwaukee, and they need a bucket down the stretch, Kemba Walker will have the ball in his hands. I can't promise you that Kemba Walker will take the shot, but he will be the guy that Brad Stevens trusts among everybody else to go and make the right decision, whether it's a shot for him or whether it's the right pass. Look.
But Tatum's not bringing the ball up the court. That's like saying you don't want
your best player is going to bring up the ball. LeBron brings the ball up the court.
That's like saying don't give the ball to Kareem. He's not bringing the ball up the court, but he's going to shoot that hook shot. There's plenty of guys that's not going to bring up the ball up the court, but you still want taking the shot because perhaps they're just not great drip. Like, you wouldn't say, Joel Embiid bring the ball up the court, but you'd want him maybe taking the shot. I disagree with that.
You would, though. But look, Jason Tatum is not 7 feet tall.
No, I understand that, but he's
Jason Tatum is a perimeter player. Jason Tatum can, if they want the ball in his hands, they will put the ball in his hands from the start.
I disagree with that. I think it goes to the guard. You set up the offense. If there's 30 seconds left, you run the ball, you run the rotation, you run your offense, and you make sure that Tatum gets the shot. He doesn't hold the ball for 30 seconds.
And a recent trend that's bothering me a little bit when you put the two side by side is Kemba hasn't been able to stay on the court as much. I mean, how many games has he missed this year? Probably 10?
Over 10, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of games.
Yes, and again, if you're talking about who would I rather have for the next 5 years, then the answer is Jason Tatum. Who would I rather have today? Who is the best player today? That is still Kemba Walker.